The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. Pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office, and what they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington.
Okay, this is Rob Kerbert Winterud, the second time filling in for John Stettmiller today. He's off, and we're going to be covering the breaking news of the Ninth Circuit. I just downloaded it. I haven't had a chance to get to all to the bottom of it, but I'm going to be telling, you're going to be hearing something today you're not going to hear anywhere else except on Republic Broadcasting. These judges, they're not judges. That court's not a court. It's all an illusion. But we're going to be getting down to President Donald Trump was absolutely 100% on. I'm going to explain why. And I heard the oral arguments. I would give the guy for the DOJ a D-, and I would give the other guy a D- for the state of Washington. Both liars. That's right, liars. They did not get to the substance of what this whole thing is all about. And it is unambiguous. I kept waiting for the DOJ. I said, come on. And there was no doubt from the very beginning that what was going to happen, they were going to rule against Trump from the questions. It was real. I am not an attorney, not a counselor. I got about 20 cases going. I've listened to these slime balls. I've even actually done oral arguments in front of the head judge quite a few years ago. He was a different guy, I think, probably than now. He was an immigrant and two other people, and I won my case at the Ninth Circuit. I chewed up the other side because I came prepared. I didn't have all the knowledge that I have now if I'd had all the knowledge of now, but that judge did caution me then not to bring up some of the things I was talking about. I cannot believe that these people at the top don't know what the hell is going on. I'm not a freaking lawyer and I can figure it out. Trump figured it out. He's not a lawyer. What's wrong with these people up there? Boy, there's some swamp cleaning needs to be done in DOJ. And I'm going to explain why in just a minute. You couldn't make this stuff up. These guys are arguing totally off point to the issues of constitutional and statutory law. Totally off point. It's cutting got anything to do with anything. I've seen this in Rappert's case in Minnesota. It's all non-essential evidence. It's nothing. It has nothing to do with anything. I just couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there. I said, come on, DOJ attorney. Come on, Shirley, are you that stupid? You don't know what the issues are? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't make this stuff up. These people are supposed to be highly educated. I'm beginning to wonder if somewhere along the line is that pile higher and deeper goes to insanity. Or evil, pure evil. Like in John 8, 31 through 44. The devil is the father of all liars. If you knew the truth, you would understand my language. And that's what I'm going to... couple of premise things, how we don't, you and I, in listening to lawyers, listening to judges, it is a con job. They are not speaking plain English found in Oxford's or Webster's. They're not speaking English. They're speaking a codified language with words that have term meanings, that have a very specific meaning. What we think we're listening to is not what's happening in front of us. It's a con. It's all a con. And that's what I'm going to get into. But there's a couple of things that, to lay this groundwork, a couple of things that, the things that I'm going to be speaking about, these things that I'm covering very briefly, I'm not going to have time to lay a foundation because there's no way to lay it over a two-hour radio program. Unequivocally, the United States District Court is not a district court of the United States. It is not a constitutional court. It has no statutory constitutional authority. It comes from nowhere. Conclusively, 28 U.S.C. 132, 28 U.S.C. 132, the judicial power of the district court is what it says. It does not say judicial power of the United States. Where did that codified statute come from? It came out of the territory of Alaska in 1948. That's a fact. Easily proven. You can even probably go on the regular, look it up on the internet and go down in the notes. You will find that the actual source of the statutory authority given by Congress to that court in Washington comes from the territory of Alaska, or from Hawaii, and not from the Constitution of the United States, Article 3, Clause 2. That's a fact. Proven. I have the books, government books, proven, of which there are few in existence. I have it. Conclusive. There's no doubt. That Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals came into existence in 1911. The Circuit Court of the United States passed all of its judicial power to the District Court of the United States, not to the Court of Appeals. That was the first step. They got rid of the Court of Appeals, or the Circuit Court of the United States, a constitutional court. Fact, that Ninth Circuit deals on geographical. It does not deal on subject matter jurisdiction. Fact, I had that out of the congressional record. I have it out of the act of establishing the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Why would that be important? What does that mean? Geographical is you are found in that territory, in the territorial boundaries. Nothing. Subject matter jurisdiction is a whole, totally under the Constitution. Subject matter means it has to arise under the powers of the Constitution for personal and the subject matter. And there's only one court in the Court of Appeals that's national, and that's the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, 1984. That's a fact. Where that case should have been appealed to was to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And I just now, we down in Mississippi, the guy doesn't want his name out, we had an IRS case, foreclosure, put in a notice of appeal to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. There is a way in there. And guess what? That United States District Court forwarded to the Fifth Circuit. The Fifth Circuit said, oh, we got jurisdiction. Oh, they do in that world, if you're a citizen of the United States. We had to go back to the United States District Court He said, well, we've never seen one like that. We always forward them to the Fifth. I said, did you read what it said? Well, that court said they have jurisdiction. Look, this is not a jurisdictional question for you, sir. You were instructed to send it to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. So we got it. We got the Fifth Circuit canceled, and it's going to be the first one that they've ever seen down there going into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Got several other breaking cases. I'm writing the, and I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law, in Minnesota. And we're going to flesh these bastards out in the open, pardon my French, if I can say that over the air. I'm not even sure what you can say over the air anymore. I need to also put out something here. Need to make this statement. This is from Republic Broadcasting. Whoever is blasting the Republic Broadcasting Network over the CB radio in the Chicago area, please stop. Truckers are having trouble communicating. So I don't know who's doing this. It's probably some more of them Black Lives Matter. Yay! Go get me a paycheck from Soros, you liars. Okay. Let's get down to, first of all, before we get to, because I haven't had a chance to read enough of this, but I already saw enough. In 3 minutes, looking at this brief out of the Ninth Circuit, I could see what the problems are. In 3 minutes, I'm not even a damn attorney. I haven't read it yet. But let's get to what Trump did. There are a couple things that we have to understand to make a knowledgeable judgment, correct judgment. Statutes of the United States or laws of the United States. Do not use law. Do not use bylaw. Bylaw, it can be anything from the kitchen sink to the bathroom to God knows what. Statutes of the United States. Laws of the United States, when they are unambiguous, which means they are perfectly clear, means there is nothing to just talk about, nothing to do anything with. The judiciary, on many cases of which I have a module, holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States, the judiciary has nothing to do except shut the hell up and uphold the unambiguous statutes. That's it. They're done. Did they do that in this case? They don't even talk about it in the Ninth Circuit. The DOJ attorney for the Trump never talked about it. Why? Why did I get it off of listening to Trump talk about it? He was on InfoWars, I think. He was talking about the unambiguous statutes. He didn't use that word, but he said it's very clear. And that's what I'm going to get into in explaining. There's two things that these judges, if they actually were, they're not judges. They have a Form 61. They say they're mere employees. There are no officers of the United States. Wake up, folks. It doesn't exist. The Republic's been overthrown. That can prove it. But we got to start somewhere. Unambiguous statutes is the first thing we need to understand. If a statute is unambiguous, there is no doubt about it what it says. It's like a commandment out of the Bible. If it's unambiguous, it says, thou shalt not, we're done. That's it. There's no discussion. There's no adjudication. There's no interpretation. It's unambiguous statutes. And that's what I'm going to give you, what Trump was relying upon. But there's two other things that need to be understood and how they pull this scam off, this con job in front of us for everything. Everything you and I do. Without exception. It affects every one of us. I guarantee you. Every form you fill out, somewhere, probably without exception, is going to have a term definition in it. What does that mean? Do you read plain English? Well, we think we do. Do we understand the codified terms where they have taken words and given them a unique, totally different meaning from what you and I think they mean. It's against the law to do it, by the way. Superior knowledge is one. Cases on superior knowledge. It'd be like saying dog means cat, and I put dog in a contract or a form. But when it says means, there's a killer. This is the one module that I had been missing. And, oh, I tell you, that is one that I am going to shove up some tushes. What does means? What's the purpose of this? So we can understand what's going on. It's just unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up. Means. The Supreme Court says when an exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. Exclusive. Exclusive. Are you an individual? Is there anybody listening here an individual? Nope. You just don't know it. Are you a citizen of the United States? Everybody thinks they are. Do you know what it is? Nope. This is the scam that's going on. The con job. What's going on? So first of all, to understand and stay on point today, because I tend to get off of it, so many of these things that I'm dealing with, Trump's executive order. We have to understand it's based on the first question is, it's called an essential element. Essential element has the meaning that this executive order could not exist without that essential element. So was the executive order based upon a statutory law? Yeah, that's an essential element. Because there's executive orders that are not. That's another whole can of worms. Trump's executive order was based upon an executive order. And that's a fact. 8 U.S.C. 1182F. Small f as in Frank, which we're going to get to in a minute. So that's an essential element. Was Trump's executive order from a statutory authority? Okay, that's the first thing. He's got to have statutory authority if he's going to do this. There's executive orders that are another whole can of worms in the administrative state. This is what Obama's been doing. We're not going to go there. I got to stay on point here. So the first criteria is there was a statute of the United States of which the executive order of Trump was based on. 8 United States Code 1182F. Okay, the next essential element was that 8 U.S.C. 1182F, was it unambiguous? That means there's no doubt about it. The answer is yes, which we're going to get into. Okay, so we've got two essential elements right now. The executive order is based on a statutory authority, a statute of the United States, or a law of the United States. Always use it out that. Never say law or bylaw. Never, ever do that. That's lawyers. You're stepping into the abyss of hell. Okay, so we've got a statute of the United States that the executive order is based on. We've got an unambiguous statute. It's unambiguous, this statute. The only third thing to establish was the executive order clothed within the unambiguous statute. Yes or no? Was his executive order from within the powers of that unambiguous statute of the United States? Was it there? Yes or no? And the answer is an affirmative, absolute yes. So the question is, do you know that number 1182 is not even in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals thing? No, it's not even there. Why? Why didn't? Well, back in a minute. We're going to continue on. And I'm hoping, I'm trying to establish this, not go too fast. But this is new to most people.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The second back with sitting in for John Stettmiller, and we're talking about just breaking news. The Ninth Circuit just ruled, and I think it's all three of them ruled, and I got to see. Let me go put it at the top. I think all three of them ruled against Trump. I'll have to look at it just a minute here. Let's see here. Did they all three rule against it? Argued, submitted before, blah, blah, per curiam. So all of them did it. So they're all in favor of it. So, anyways, let's get back to what should have happened. I have no idea what happened to that DOJ attorney. Okay, we've got established there are three things. There is an unambiguous statute. And by the way, anytime there's an unambiguous statute, the only thing judges have to do is to shut the hell up and rule the way the statute's written, period. No discretion, no anything. No comments, no merits, none of this interest, none of this gibberish. So, is it unambiguous? It was a statute. And executive order was within what was the unambiguous statute. So, let's go to the statute. Why didn't they argue this? I don't have a freaking damn clue. Pardon my friend. It boggles the mind. When it's an unambiguous statute, I kept saying, because you see, immigration is a plenary power of Congress. Absolute, total power, not one ding-dang thing to do with any of the several states. That's why Arizona couldn't enforce the statute, the immigration stuff. It's under the absolute plenary power. I kept waiting for the word plenary power of Congress. States have no standing. There's no merits. There's no nothing. You're done. You can't even go there. It's not within your jurisdiction. It's not within your constitutional authority. You have no standing. You got nothing. Not a peep. These guys are talking out of both sides of the mouth. The same Ninth Circuit that ruled in Arizona. Oh, you can't do anything with immigration. That's under the plenary power of Congress. Oh, yeah, you can do it now based on merits. We forgot about that other. Anyways, not to confuse the issue. So the statute that Trump was using, 8 United States Code 1182, inadmissible aliens. A, classes of aliens ineligible for visas or admission. Now, that's pretty clear. Except as otherwise provided in this chapter, aliens who are inadmissible under the following paragraphs are ineligible to receive visas and ineligible to be admitted in the United States. That seems pretty clear to me. You're inadmissible. You can't do it. I mean, there's no merits. There's no, I got a family here. My mama's dying. I want to go to college. None of that. BS. So we got to establish the first thing, classes of aliens. What is an alien? Is it a Muslim? Did you hear in that thing up there? Oh, they asked the question, well, is this a ban on Muslims? What is that? That's totally off point. That's not what Trump said, President Trump. Is it a ban on Hindus? Is it a ban on Christians? Is it a ban on what? It has to do with aliens, Bubba. So what is an alien? In the same thing, 8 U.S.C. 1101, definitions. Always read definitions if you're fighting anything from the lowest traffic citation, code enforcement, IRS, no matter where it is. We're all being ran over by the con job. Because they are playing chess with terms as common usage, and we are using our common usage understanding of the words. You're not an individual, you're not a citizen of the United States, you're not a taxpayer, and you have no idea why. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round, and for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back here, and getting to, you're not going to hear what I'm talking about anywhere today. Check everything out, and if you want to see some of the documents that I'm talking about, just email me at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at AlaskaMinuteMan.com and put IRS in the subject matter. That's Ralph at AlaskaMinuteMan.com. Believe no one. Trust no one. In the political world, especially, or judiciary. So, getting back to the definitions. We have to have the term definitions to understand what Trump was doing. He was in a chapter on immigration and nationality. It's actually Title 8, and it's Chapter 12. And it talks about aliens. So we have to understand, what is an alien? Is an alien a Muslim? Is it a Christian? Is it a Jew? Ashkenazi Jew? Khazar Jew? I don't know. The term alien, in quotation marks, means this is the exclusive use of that word that is now a term. And it means, and whatever behind it can't be changed, can't be interpreted. It says any person, we could deal with that, not a citizen or national of the United States. Any person not a citizen or national of the United States. So let's go down and see if they define those. Maybe they define those down in here. Okay, we'll go down here, and if we go down a little farther, I got to get to page 12 here of this same thing. This is in, I'm looking in 8 U.S.C., United States Code, 1101. 8 U.S.C., 1101. Definitions. Go to the definitions, because this is a way to decode what's going on. They don't, these guys don't talk plain English. The term national means a person owing permanent allegiance to a state. That's that. What they're saying is that's a citizen of the United, a citizen of the several states. But this is a nice way of saying it, because you've got to be very careful. They don't want the thing out. But national means a person owing permanent allegiance to a state. Right down below it. That was 21. This is 22. The term national of the United States means a citizen of the United States or a person who, through not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That's the citizens of the several states, by the way. And not a citizen of the United States. That's somebody that wants the same rights as white citizens under 14 Stat 27. That's a statutory creation, fictionally created in 1866 for the Negroes, memorialized in the 14th Amendment, and then Congress had an epiphany 2 years later and said, oh, you know, we could have naturalized those black folk. They'd be equal in all respects, not having the same rights as white citizens. But we didn't know that 4 years ago. Right. There's no difference between black and white since 1870. But in 1866, there was, because they had to get a statutory, anytime a statutory thing like a citizen of the United States, a corporation, limited liability, partnership, all this stuff, whoever creates the statutory creature controls it. It's a benefit to exist. You have to have statutory authority to be a corporation. You have to have statutory authority to be a limited partnership. You have to have statutory authority to be a citizen of the United States. And then you got to fool us under subject 2, which has all kinds of meanings, to sign up for it. That's the scam. But let's get back. I mean, stay on point again, because I get off. I know too much about this, and I try not to make it complicated. Stay on point here. So we got to know what an alien is. Well, the bottom line is, a citizen of the United States, well, that's surely not somebody from Sudan or Syria or some of those places, right? And he definitely doesn't owe permanent allegiance to the United States, you think? Therefore, an alien is not a freaking damn Muslim. It's either a statutory citizen of the United States or somebody that owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That's a citizen of the several states. That's born here. That's what an alien is. Okay? So now we got that part out of the way. And it isn't what we think we know, that it's what we think we know that isn't, so they keep getting us trouble. So this statutory 8 U.S.C. 1182 is about aliens, not about Muslims. As soon as I heard them say, oh, is this being a ban on Muslims? I listened to that oral argument. I knew exactly what was going to happen. They were all over the place of anything except the real stuff, and the DOJ attorney wasn't talking about the right stuff. He was trying to get to standing, because the states have no standing, but there's another one, is the unambiguous statutes. And was the executive order on it, yes or no? So what? Let's go read it. Let's see what Trump said. He was doing. Let me find it here. It's under F. I highlighted it. Suspension. This is F. 8 U.S.C. 1182 F, as in Frank. Suspension of entry or imposition of restriction by president. Does this say by Congress? By the courts? No. Whenever the president finds. What's fines? That is a determination. Who's making it? Whenever the president, doesn't say anybody else. He has, this is a, this, Congress has granted executive power to the president to find whatever's behind her. He makes the determination by himself. With nobody else. He could call advisors and all that. But when Trump says this is what, President Trump says that, this is what it is. So whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens in the United States, does this say Muslims? Is there any doubt about what he's talking about here? The entry of aliens or any class of aliens in the United States. That's real clear. That's unambiguous. We're talking about aliens. You're either a national of the United States, or a citizen of the United States. And none of these folks, there ain't one frickin' damn word about Muslims, Islam, or nothing else. Nothing else. Absolutely not. Would be detrimental to the interests of the United States. Ah, here we go. This is where, in just a little bit of time, I put in... let's see if we find it here. After you do this a while, you know the game, you know the words to look for. National interest. In this brief coming out of this opinion out of the Ninth Circuit, on page 4, they're talking about national interest. You know what they're citing? A frickin' Federal Register. A Federal Register, because these Ninth Circuit folks are living in the administration. It's called the Headless Fourth Branch of Government. FDR did this. Yep, FDR. March 3rd, 1933, Herbert Hoover repealed his last day as President of the United States. He repealed 1,006 statutes. The very next day, March 4th, 1933, Mr. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, by 1935, had issued 876 executive orders and almost 3,000 administrative orders that were law. And I have it right out of the GAO, Government Accounting Office, on their documents by the Senate. Thank you. It's called the National Recovery Administration. It was the beginning of the headless fourth branch of government. In the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, it says in the Congressional Record, no act of Congress, not law of the United States, affects any individual citizen until there is a publication in the Federal Register. That's a fact. And in this Federal Register, there's supposed to be force and effect of law. They have a process to go through. They never do it. IRS says it plain out, we're not doing 553B. I just downloaded that Federal Register. This has no force and effect of law. The Ninth Circuit goes to, they have to the administrative headless fourth branch, to the Federal Register, to find out what something means? Duh. You're starting to get the scam. 1946, to implement, prescribe law, and interpret was given in the Administrative Procedures Act, all three branches of government, into the headless fourth branch, of which the Judge Hannon in Texas and 25 states took to the Supreme Court and flushed it out in the open. But is anybody using it? Nope, because nobody even understands what the hell they did. That would shut down every federal agency. Because none of them are doing it, including this one on immigration here. So, let's get back to this unambiguous Trump's relying on. Whenever the president, though there's only one of him, of the United States, finds, that's a determination made by him, doesn't say finds with somebody else, finds that the entry of any aliens, so we know what aliens means. Now, we look that up because it says means national, which is a citizen of several states. National of the United States, somebody that's over here that owes allegiance, or somebody that owes allegiance to the United States. That's it. Is that any? Is that a Muslim? Is that a Sudan? Iraqi? Syrian? No, of course not. Would be detrimental to the interests of the United States. Well, you think blowing people up all over the world and all that, you know, all these things that Trump said of these things that are not being covered. Do you know what they all have in common? Muslims. But he didn't say that. Because Islamist is a culture. It is a culture that has Sharia law, and it has nothing to do with our Creator and our Messiah. Allah is not God. These people want the 12th Iman to come back so everybody will be an Islamist, a Muslim. So anyway, detrimental to the interest of the United States, and the Ninth Circuit is relying on something out of the Federal Register. He may buy, so the president is given an option. May. Doesn't say shall, but he may. And for such period that he shall deem, not somebody else, not overseen by some kangaroo court out of D.C. or out of Washington or the Ninth Circuit, shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants. Thank you. Immigrants or non-immigrants. Is there any doubt about that? Or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. That seems pretty unambiguous, don't you think? Then whenever the Attorney General finds that a commercial airline has failed to comply with regulations of the Attorney General, see, we're going back to the, headless fourth branch of government, the Federal Register for citizens of the United States. That's fine, though. That's where we are right now. We can't fix everything. Relating to requirements of airlines for the detection of fraudulent documents used by passengers traveling to the United States, including the training of personnel in such detection, the Attorney General may suspend the entry of some or all aliens transported to the United States by such airlines. There it is. An unambiguous statute. It is a statute of the United States. Congress granted to the president to exercise what's called his executive power of the United States in this particular statute, limited to aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants. That's the whole meat of this whole thing. Trump was right on. I was saying, he said, well, it can't get any clearer. Why doesn't the Ninth Circuit do what they're supposed to? Because they're a bunch of liberal judges that have nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States. The court, first of all, being a United States District Court, not a District Court of the United States, that changed in 1948, does not have national jurisdiction. They only have jurisdiction geographical. And they only can limit it to the state of Washington and the state of Minnesota. How in the hell the state of Minnesota got, who knows? That's all they got. So even if you give them the credit of that, but then all they can do is the geographical of the two complainants, the people that were complaining. And what were they complaining about? Money? They were complaining about loss, tourism. They were complaining about all this going to inconvenience some families. Well, tough bananas, Bubba. National security rises above the merits. And that's the other thing. If you go look at the top of this, you can see what this whole thing is all about. The rule on the government, this is right out of page 3. We must consider several factors, including whether the government has shown that it is likely to succeed on the merits of the appeal. What the hell is the merits of the appeal? Unambiguous statutes. Within that unambiguous statute, and if it's executive order, there is no merits. It's an unambiguous statute. There is no such thing as merits. The judiciary, I got a whole module, must be 3 or 4 pages. Supreme Court's ruled over and over. Judiciary, your duty is shut the hell up and uphold the statute. That's it. You got no discretion. We don't want to hear what your opinions are. Very relevant. So that tells you right there, they're off at la-la land. The merits. The degree of hardship caused by a stay or denial. Do you think national security and having people that come over here with a culture that do not want to assemble? The Islamists, a small percentage of them, are jihadist terrorists. Well, guess what? Look over in Brussels. There's a whole bunch of Muslims may not be doing it, but these people are being hidden by their fellow Muslims. That's a fact. They're not doing the deed. But they'll hide them. They'll support them. They can't be here. If in reality, there shouldn't be one Muslim in this country. But of course, we know that some Muslims, that's never going to happen. Some Muslims don't totally believe everything that are the purest part of the Islamic faith. Back in a minute.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And looking at the Ninth Circuit, I was looking for statute. Do they deal with any statute? Well, I found one case here. This is on page 17. Simply because a statute deals with foreign relations does not mean that it can grant the executive totally unrestricted freedom of choice. They're talking about policy. I just looked the case up just over the break. That's how quick you can find stuff with Westlaw. It's not an unambiguous statute. It's a policy. Well, wait a minute here. Policy creates no obligation, no duty, does not grant executive power to the President of the United States. A totally off-point case. That's on page 17. This is the way these guys play. But unless you have Westlaw and you can immediately go in and look the stuff up and know to search on policy or statute or means, a few things like this, you have no chance. You're wasting your time. That's just a fact. I pay $341 a month. I have access to the GAO, all Westlaw, Federal Register, all cases, statutes, all just unbelievable. I am so inundated with information, I can't decipher it quick enough. This is just since I started the show. But the whole thing is all about the merits. Then they're talking about here, let's see, a stay. The district court's order is not a matter of right, even if irreparable injury might otherwise result. This is not about irreparable injury. This is the merits again. This is not what the statute says. There's nothing about merits. It says he has Congress granted full, unlimited executive power of the United States in an unambiguous statute. And that executive order was within that grant of executive power. There is no merits or nothing about irreparable injury. Didn't say that. I just read it. National interest. These people are coming here to set up Islam. Some of them. They happen to be from Muslim Islamic countries, because they're freaking crazy. A whole ton of that culture is crazy. The son of Hamas. I saw a thing on him. He was the son, and he turned into being a Christian. He said they got to be eradicated. This is the son. He became a Christian. They're against humanity. They want to. They treat women like dogs. They want to cut the clitoris out of the vaginas of women. They want to behead people, cut your hands off, kill gays for whatever, even though the Bible is in support of that. But they whack them. There's all kinds of killings. These people, you can rape women in Islam. You got to have three or four witnesses before you can even have a standing for a woman. So, get two together, let's just rape a woman. Yeah, it's good entertainment. Saturday night, they're doing it over in Sweden, they're doing it in Germany, they're doing it in Denmark, they're doing it in England. Hey, let's just rape a woman. Hoo-ha! Back in a minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.